From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Samsung is hard at work trying to further ensure that you don't blow your surroundings up. That'd be good.
Where does this leave the world's biggest smartphone maker now? More coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting in New York. Samsung Electronics is still grappling with consumer confusion and frustration as the world's biggest smartphone maker faces an epic recall of its newest devices following reports of exploding batteries. The tech giant is further struggling with the issue as to whether it will have enough supply of the new phones and components to replace millions of handsets that have already reached consumers in a very short period of time. Quick recap, 2.5 million Galaxy Note 7 large screen smartphones have been recalled in 10 countries. Here with the very latest is tech reporter for the Wall Street Journal, Georgia Wells. Hey, Georgia.
Hey.
So for Samsung users who still are facing this issue of what to do, what's the very latest from Samsung on how one should proceed?
For Samsung users who still have their Note 7 phone, first of all, they need to turn it off. And Samsung has said this. After that, next steps they can take is they can bring it back to either the carrier store, like Sprint or AT&T or Verizon, where they bought it, or if they bought it from like Best Buy or another retailer, they can bring it back to the retailer or store, and the retailer or store will give them a refund. And most are not charging the customers restocking fees. You know, consumers can also exchange their Samsung Note 7 for another Samsung product. And Samsung has said that it would give customers who did this a $25 gift card as like a sign of their appreciation for sticking with Samsung.
Is there anything else that we might be able to expect? I imagine they're hard at work in trying to nip this in the bud. Anything else that can further prevent this from being an epic crisis?
Well, so the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission hasn't actually issued a recall with Samsung yet. The recall that was issued was a voluntary recall that Samsung announced a couple weeks ago. And the Consumer Product Safety Commission is expected to announce a recall very soon with Samsung. And so that would just clarify the messaging of what consumers should be doing, because the messaging has shifted slightly over the past couple of weeks from, like, you can come exchange your Note 7 for a different Note 7 to know just bring your Note 7 back and we'll give you your money back, or you can get a different type of phone.
How big of a hit do you think this will be for Samsung? This had to have jolted its market value by quite a bit.
Yeah, so this is, what, $10 billion off of Samsung's value already. But a lot of how this impacts Samsung is going to, you know, we'll see in how Samsung handles this going forward. Mm-hmm. Until now, the messaging has been very murky. At times, Samsung told customers, you know, you can exchange it for a different Note 7. And then when customers went to the stores, the store said, no, we can't give you a new Note 7. And so if Samsung is able to clarify this message and to make it very simple for consumers about what they can do, it's possible that the hit could ultimately not be quite as serious for Samsung.
Mm-hmm. Because you figure the timing as well. You know, iPhone just comes out with a brand new line. That coupled with everything else, you could see consumer confidence taking a real hit here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, many Android phone users seem quite loyal to Android. Mm-hmm. And so until now, like, we haven't had any great examples of moments in history that kind of spurred Android users to rush over and embrace the iPhone. But, like, yes, it is possible that this could be a moment like that in Android's history.
Yeah, we'll have to follow this story as it further progresses. Georgia, thank you, as always, for joining the podcast.
Thank you, Tanya.
Once again, we've been speaking to tech reporter for the Wall Street Journal, Georgia Wells. For more, you can check out WSJD.com, where they'll be further updating the latest on this story. That'll wrap up this edition of the Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.